Welcome to the Moms Grind Tool podcast, hosted by your girl, Courtney Shanae. Here we celebrate women who are choosing to become the version of themselves that they dream of being, despite the curveballs that life tends to throw at times. We'll be discussing topics like motherhood, relationships, entrepreneurship, and so much more. So be sure to tune in weekly for new episodes. If you're new here, hey sis, if you love it here, please leave us a review and tell a friend about the show. I hope you are as excited as I am for today's episode. So let's dive right in. Good morning, sis. I hope your day is going great so far. And I hope you have a great weekend this weekend. It's going to be a great Friday for me. I have a little work to do and then I'm back at home relaxing, what I like to do so much. But on today's podcast, I want to talk to the moms out there, especially the ones who feel like your cup is running low, you're running on E, and you struggle with that thing called mom guilt. And mom guilt is a real thing. I feel like people who don't have kids don't understand what mom guilt is. It's like you're trying to be all these things for all these different people. And you're still trying to show up for yourself. But then every time you try to show up for yourself or every time you try to take time out for yourself, there's this feeling like, oh, I'm not doing enough for my kids. Oh, I'm not there enough for them. Oh, I should be doing more. And that is the worst thing, to think that you're not doing enough when you're already doing it all. So I just want to talk to those moms because I suffer from that as well. I've suffered from it for years, and I feel like slowly but surely I'm overcoming that mom guilt. There are still times where I feel like, dang, I shouldn't be enjoying myself. My kids are at home, or I shouldn't be doing this because I should be doing this for my kids. And I just want to talk to those moms who feel like that. So many of you may have multiple kids. Some of you may have one child, but I remember having my first child and realizing that this is real. Like, I have a whole person that I have to care for and take care of, and it's not just about me anymore. And that is a big pill to swallow, especially for me having a child so young. I didn't realize the things that I was going to have to change in my life for myself, for my child. And I remember having to go back to work after my 6 weeks is up, which is crazy. I feel like as moms, especially when you work a full-time job or you work in corporate America, you need more than 6 weeks from work after having a baby, because there is so much that you have to do for yourself, for the baby. And that's just not enough time to recover from having a baby. And whether you're breastfeeding or if you're trying to get back to you, that is 6 weeks is not enough time. Let's just get that out there. But I remember having to go back to work and having to leave my baby at home. And I was like, oh, I just hate having to leave her. I hate that I don't get to stay here and be in mom mode all the time. And it's not fair. And she's going to be missing me, but all the while, she was perfectly fine. It was me who was struggling. And I feel like we do that so much. We have these thoughts in our head that, oh, my baby is suffering, or my child is going through this big old thing. Whole time, they are completely fine. Whole time, we're just making up all these scenarios in our head that they're not okay, which they are okay. Once the kids are taken care of, once you know they had food, they had their baths, whether they're in school, if they have their homework done, whether they have clean clothes, once that they are taken care of, it is okay to prioritize yourself. It's okay to do something for you and do something for you, doing it guilt-free, because a lot of times we feel guilty for doing stuff for ourselves when that is not okay. That is not a place where we should let our mind drift to, because if we are not okay, if our cup is constantly empty, we are pouring out of an empty cup, which is making us angry and making us have these attitudes, making us just want to get away all the time, when really we just need to start getting away daily, whether that's doing something that you enjoy doing. That could be reading books, taking a bubble bath, going for a walk, working out. Working out has literally helped me clear my mind so often because I'm one of those overthinkers. I think a lot, and there is something always going on in my mind. So when I'm working out, it kind of clears my mind from these extra thoughts that constantly go on in there in my head. So I feel like once you make sure your kids are good, it's time to make sure you're good. It's time to make sure that the things that you've been putting off, that you get those things done. It's time to make sure that every time you feel like you're going into a bad space, that you take some time away and get out of that space. Take that time away to fill your cup back up, because those things don't happen for no reason. We run on empty. We do run low. Our energy runs low because we're constantly running, 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 running. We're not taking time to pause and reset. So make sure you're taking that time to reset your mind, your body, your spirit, because there's only one you. There's no other you. And you can't keep pouring out of an empty cup, because the well will run dry, sis. Like they say, the well will run dry and you won't have anything left to give. And I don't want you to get to that point where you feel like there's nothing left to give, because no mom, no woman should ever feel like this is all I have left. I don't have anything left in me. So I want you to start pouring and filling your cup daily. I don't know what that looks like for you, but for me, that looks like I said, working out, doing my devotions, doing my prayer, reading a book, meditating, taking a hot shower, doing a facial, enjoying a glass of wine. I have a lot of things that I could do to reset my mind, reset myself, but you have to find what works for you, what helps you get back to you, what things can you do to help get you in a better space. And once you figure those things out, you need to start putting that time aside to do those things every day. And if you can't do those things every day, every other day, just making sure that you're getting that time into yourself, because the cape is heavy. Wearing that superwoman cape for so long is so heavy. That's why we got to retire the cape. We are no longer superwoman. We are no longer going to do it all. And if you have help, let them help. I always want to say that we have it. No, I don't need help. I got it. And I'm good for doing that. I'm good for saying, no, I don't need help. I got it. Knowing darn well that I could use the help. But it's that mentality that we get as women, as moms, that no, I can do this by myself, or I don't need no help. Miss Independent, as they used to say. I remember that Neo song, Miss Independent, or that Independent song by Webby. We used to be bumping that thing, but I'm no longer Miss Independent. I'm Miss Dependent. I need to depend on you to help me at this point. Like, I no longer enjoy doing the hard things by myself, and I no longer want to be in a space where I gotta struggle alone. If you can help me get out of this struggle, help me, please. And I feel like we all need to start getting that mindset of, if I'm struggling, if I'm going through something, let me call for some help. If I feel like I need somebody to talk to, or I need some advice from somebody, let me ask for help. Stop doing it alone, sis. We are not here to do things alone. We have people that can help us. We have friends. We have our significant other. Even if we got to talk to our kids to ask them to help them. You know, our parents used to always call our name and send us downstairs or wherever they needed us to get them something, because they didn't feel like getting it up and doing themselves. They weren't afraid to ask for help, so neither should you. So start letting them kids help you. I had to get out of that too. I'm washing all these clothes and folding clothes for me, myself, my son, my twins. My oldest, she can wash her own stuff, but I remember doing all these things by myself. Now I'm like, I can wash the clothes. The twins are old enough. They can fold their own clothes. Now they're learning how to empty the dishwasher and fill it back up and sweep the floor. Like, you got to start offloading these extra responsibilities you put on yourself and letting the people in your life help you, letting them be a part of your world and letting them know when you're struggling so they can lend a helping hand. You got to let go of the cape. Sis, you have to stop being superwoman and start just being human. You're only human and you can only do but so much. So if this is you, sis, let go of the cape. It's time to retire the cape, burn it, trash it, whatever you need to do with that cape, and start asking for help whenever you feel like you need it. And stop trying to do it alone because, like I said, we weren't meant to do everything alone. And it's okay to ask for help. We were never meant to carry these loads alone. So I want you to let go of that mom guilt, let go of that feeling like you're not doing enough. And just know that you are doing enough. You are an amazing mom. You are not superwoman, and you don't have to be. All right, sis, that concludes today's episode. I hope you found value in today's topic and that you're able to apply what you've learned today within your life. Remember, the world needs what you carry, so go out there and give it your all today. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode. Until next time.